naming names.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us on this Wednesday morning. It's the morning open, a look at the economy as trading begins for the day. And we start with some new information, official details coming in this morning about the U.S. government's deal with the Swiss banking giant UBS. It ends a contentious international lawsuit. Marketplace's Elisa Roth is following the developments for us. She's joining us live from our New York bureau with an update. Hi, Elisa.
Good morning.
So what can you tell us about the list?
The IRS is saying the Swiss bank is going to hand over a list of about 4,500 American account holders. Now, you'll remember when this all started, the United States was actually asking for about 52,000 names. So this is a lot fewer, but it sounds like the 4,500 they're getting are the ones they really wanted the most. In any case, this is all happening because the United States accused UBS of helping Americans evade taxes by letting them keep secret bank accounts. American authorities agreed to settle the lawsuit if the bank handed over a list of Americans who have accounts there. So this is the list.
And how ultimately does this change the game?
Well, it probably means that other banks in Switzerland will eventually have to hand over similar information. So this might be the end of that mysterious Swiss bank account. It could also make it harder to stash your billions anywhere else offshore. That said, it's not going to put Switzerland's banking industry at risk. There are plenty of other reasons to keep money there, like its location and the stability of the whole system generally.
All right. Marketplace's Elisa Roth joining us from New York. Elisa, thanks.
You're welcome.
And where's Wall Street? Markets are down right now. The S&P and NASDAQ both down about 0.5%. The Dow trading down lower at 9184, down about 33 points right now. European markets are down across the board right now as well, mostly under 1%. Asian shares closed lower today. The Chinese benchmark lost nearly 4.5%. The Hang Seng was down nearly 1.75%, its lowest showing in a month. And oil's just at under $69 a barrel. Applications for mortgages here in the United States rose last week, thanks in part to interest rates hitting a five-week low. Most of the jump is refinancing, but there also seems to be some healthier demand for loans to buy a home. Richard DeKayser is president of Woodley Park Research. He's with us live from his office in Washington. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
So a big week for housing data. New home construction was down a bit. We heard that yesterday, but these mortgage apps just keep coming in. What's all this telling you?
Well, I think it's very clear that we're seeing a turnaround in the housing market. Not everything is singing in harmony, but in terms of sales and in terms of construction, all the indicators are pointing upward. And I think what we really have to be grateful here for is the silver lining, if you will, in falling home prices. Housing is affordable today. The share of the typical family income to buy the typical house today is the lowest it's been since 1968. So for those of us who are homeowners, that's not good news. But for those who are looking to get into the market, it's great news. And I think that's the principal driver for this rebound in sales.
Yeah, I keep hearing this. If you can buy now, now is the time to do it. But I'm wondering how much time there really is to get on these deals.
Well, I think there's plenty of time, frankly. I mean, we haven't seen the bottom in home prices, at least not as yet, as the indicators tell us. So, you know, another 3, 6, 9, or even 12 months will probably be fine. And unless mortgage rates move up dramatically in that time, you'll be safe. And I don't think they will. The only thing that's going away, potentially, is this very nice deal the government's giving us all with a first-time home buyer credit. Now, this doesn't apply to everyone, but for first-time home buyers, it's very generous. And that is slated to roll off at the end of this year unless Congress reapproves it for 2010.
All right. Richard DeKayser joining us this morning from Washington. Richard, thanks.
My pleasure.
Deere and Company, the farm equipment maker, said today its third-quarter profit tumbled 27%, but the report beat Wall Street expectations. Profits at Hewlett-Packard dropped by 19% in the latest quarter. The company blamed sales of personal computers and printer ink.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
The contentious healthcare reform debate continues all across the country. There's another discussion going on in the state of Massachusetts. Thousands of legal immigrants are about to lose their state-subsidized health insurance. It's supposed to save the state millions of dollars. But as reporter Joel Rose reports, not everyone thinks it will.
Massachusetts officials say they'll still be able to pay for emergency care and a handful of other services. But for the most part, 30,000 legal immigrants will find themselves without insurance come next month. Franklin Soltz is with the Massachusetts Immigrant and Refugee Advocacy Coalition.
They're getting letters right now in the mail that's telling them that starting September 1st, they're no longer receiving health care insurance. So they'll just sort of fall through the cracks.
Massachusetts lawmakers decided to cut $90 million from subsidized care for recent immigrants in order to help close a massive budget deficit. But Brian Rossman of the nonprofit Health Care for All questions how much those cuts will really save.
What it's going to mean is a lot more uncompensated care, people going to hospitals, often emergency rooms, which are the most expensive places to get care.
Ultimately, Rossman says the cost of care will be passed on to hospitals and taxpayers in the form of higher insurance premiums. I'm Joel Rose for Marketplace.
Finally, I think we can all agree the global financial crisis hasn't been short on drama. And the BBC in Britain today said it plans to take that story to the small screen. Last Days of Lehman Brothers will show the bank's much maligned CEO, Dick Fuld, in his last efforts to rescue the company. Now, the Beeb says you'll get it all in that story: mystery, suspense, action. All right, probably not many car chases, but we could see a lot of angry bankers yelling and an economy in tears. Hey, check us out online at marketplace.org. We've got the Scratch Pad there. An online host and blogger, Scott Jagow, is waiting for your thoughts at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us today. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.